Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we are thankful and we praise you for giving us the opportunity to be part of the body you are raising today on the earth. We thank you that in our day and in our time that we can see the ladders and we can see the angels ascending and descending, and we also see the angels descending and ascending. We can see the heavens beginning to overshadow and take up the earth. We see heaven coming down. It says the kingdom of God, the tabernacle of God, is being set up in men. And we thank you eternally that you have chosen us to be part of this group of men, to whom the fullness of the Godhead is being infused and established. So Lord, we come today to your dining table again. We pray that you will strengthen us.
Amen.
To abide the glory of your presence, to abide the strength of your word of judgment, to be able to receive the encouragement to move on. We'll bless your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
We'll glorify your name.
Amen.
We exalt you, O God. We do ask this morning that there will be judgment upon every plan of the enemy.
Amen.
To cut short your will for us.
Amen.
To bring a covering, to distort the word, to distract the heart, every walking to make this ministry at this time of fellowship unfruitful. We come as your people to protest against it.
Amen.
To resist it, to
say,
let it be bound here.
Amen.
And let it also be bound in the heaven.
Amen.
We loosen everything. We ask that the heavens over our hearts will be open.
Amen.
Let the eyes of understanding be enlightened.
Amen.
Let the spirit of wisdom, of understanding, the spirit of the counsel, of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of might and power.
Hallelujah.
That the fear, oh yes, the fullness of the seven rivers.
Amen.
Of the spirit, let it run today. Let it run down.
Amen.
Even upon our soul.
Amen.
Let the river of your pleasure be restored to us, O God.
Hallelujah.
Cause us to drink of this river.
Oh yes.
Cause us to drink of your river, O Lord.
Oh yes, Lord.
Cause us to drink of these pure, clean waters. Sprinkle it upon our hearts and cleanse us. That today there will be, that you will vacate, that the power of God that will come into our soul will vacate all the spirits that say that this is their habitation. We come today, we give you a quick notice.
Oh yeah.
That every familiar spirit, the ones we have invited, the ones that have come by virtue of ancestry or covenant, whatever, by whatever means, that they have made us not to be in our right mind.
Oh yeah.
That today that there will be a touch from you.
Amen.
That will bring us to our right mind.
Amen.
That will be seated at your feet.
Oh yes.
Under your overshadowing.
Hallelujah.
Father, you spread the borders of your garment.
Hallelujah.
And overshadow us, O God.
Amen.
Let your glory come.
Amen.
Let that glory, let it come, O God.
Hallelujah.
Let the heavens and the earth be one.
Amen.
Let there be thunderings and lightnings. That which goes with your glory, let it come.
Hallelujah.
Within our soul.
Hallelujah.
That you be big within us.
Hallelujah.
And big in our midst.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read from a scripture, Revelation 11. 15. It sets the tone. I think it's that for me. I think that is the theme of this weekend meeting, and it's setting the tone as we begin to wind down.
Revelation 11. It will go. But I'm a foot. There are nine times of Gideon. I could not foot say it will go through. I mean, now I bet you what.
So for me, I think it is a promotion from God that we are reading this scripture in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a very big promotion that we shall be reading this kind of scripture.
Amen.
If you don't know what it means, ask the Spirit of God to interpret to you. Amen. Okay, it's up on the board.
It says,
and the seventh angel sounded.
Amen.
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 You know, there are trumpets. And there is no eighth trumpet. There's only one to seven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, and the seventh angel sounded. The seventh angel is a last trumpet. And we are so grateful that God is telling us we have been hearing the seventh trumpet. And I pray we will receive strength to be those who be doers of the seventh trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, and the seventh angel sounded. And there are great voices in heaven. And I'm reminding us that heaven is a heaven in your soul. So listen to the heaven within your soul. And it's our prayer that you will be hearing the seventh
angel.
That you'll be hearing those voices within your soul. Now, what are they saying?
He
said, the kingdoms of this world. Amen. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So we are declaring that there is a transition. There is a change. So I want you to prophesy to your soul. This word. Say to your soul. David says, say to my soul. The kingdoms of this world over my soul are now become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I didn't see anybody excited because you have stood up. Your head will reach the roof. Your head will reach the roof if you come down. That's how to show that you believe it. Okay, so we are going to do the exercise now. Amen. Don't do the exercise so if you are not serious. Amen. Okay, for those of us who are excited. Three, go. The kingdoms of this world over my soul are now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign. I saw some people still sitting down. We shall sack them. I sent them home. Amen. Amen. You know, if you are walking by sight, the devil will tell you, but look at so and so. Tell the devil to sit down. To sit down. Levels have changed. Hallelujah. Levels have changed. Amen. So things are changing. It's getting better. Things are getting better. Say to somebody near you, things are getting better. Amen. So it's not faith talk. We're not talking by this. Is even though it's good to talk by faith. But this is a reality of the spirit. Things are getting better. Amen. Because the kingdoms of this world are coming down. If you are here on Friday, you will understand what we are saying. If you made the mistake of coming yesterday, then you will know better what was happening. But if you are here today, you will see something. Amen. The head of Goliath is where? Cut off. Amen. Hallelujah. And today we are going to finish the battle. Amen.
Amen.
Brother says used to talk about kill dead. Have you heard of kill dead? Kill dead. Amen.
Amen.
So today we are going for kill dead. We want to finish the battle. What do we want to finish? Okay, you put your hand like this, the beheading of the soul. Oh yeah, do like me now. The beheading of the soul. You know, if you're with me, it was ready for exercise, so beheading of the soul. And when you go home, you call your neighbor, they say, look, I want to tell you something. They told us about the beheading of the soul. Amen. The person will tell you, now give him the good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul must be beheaded. Because the head of the soul now is a bad one. Amen. If it was good, no need to behead. The Bible says that the first covenant had a problem. So it says he taken away what? The former. Hallelujah. That he may do what he may establish. Second one. Hallelujah. And the second one is the real one. So today we are beheading the former head. And we are bringing the real head. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the old one is a bad one. Bad head. Hallelujah. That's what the prophet is saying here. The prophetic declaration. The government over the soul. You know, there is a rule about Yeah, so.
And
you must understand that rule. The soul is like a woman. So some people say it is a feminine spiritual reality. So it's a lower spirit,
a
spiritual being, if you want to know. Example, it says you have made him a little lower than the angel. So you know in the spirit there is power play. Dominion, kingdoms. There is war in heaven, is it not? So there is rule, there is contention, is it not so? So it is survival of the fittest. He who wins the battle rules. He that overcomes rule.
Okay.
So the soul must be ruled. I want you to understand that the soul must have a rule. Another way of saying is that the soul must have a covering. One example, 2 Corinthians 3. Paul told them, said, up till today, when the law is read, what happened? What does the Bible say? Okay, let's do another word. There is a rule. There is a law. There is a covering. There is a government. There is an altar. There is a priesthood. It goes on and on. Over the mind. The mind cannot be left to itself. Something must rule over mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So, because the soul was created to be ruled over. So God created the soul so that He can rule over it. But you see, God is an eternal God. So He makes an eternal plan. So if you come in the middle of the plan, you'll be confused. Your life may not have a direction if you don't know very well. Because you don't know the beginning, you don't know the end. God has a plan. Hallelujah. The plan of God is to overshadow the soul. It's to be the eternal head, husband, ruler, dominion, government, altar, anyone you like, put over the soul. Hallelujah. So God has an eternal plan. That plan began before time. I don't know if you can understand that. Before time began. Before it says in the beginning, God created the heaven. God had a plan for the soul. Amen. So he said he chose us in Christ. And after time ends. Because he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. Don't you understand? Omega means time has ended. Then you enter into God. Hallelujah. Because He is I am. Okay, maybe you should stand up and jump and say I am. You know, God is I am. He told Moses, go and tell them I am. 1 million years before.
Two thousand and hundred.
When you stop counting. Amen. I don't know if you understand. And that I am is inside you. That's why I say you should tell your friend, things are getting better. Because the devil was telling us lies. God has opened our eyes. Those lies are amen. Amen. Say, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I behaved like a child. But when I became a son, and God is bringing us to that place. Amen. I put away childish things. Hallelujah. So, we're speaking about the soul. And about the head of the soul. The government of the soul. The rule over your soul. Now, if we break it down, you know, when we say soul, in your mind, you should say mind. You should say emotion. Now, when you say mind, you should say bed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means there is a nature in you that is like the nature of a bed. Some of you are right now cooking soup. Cooking soup at home. Amen. God wants to be God over that nature.
Amen.
You know, there is a nature of a lion. Is that correct? And God wants to be Lord also of you. There's a nature of an ox, stubborn, self-willed, all the things that go with it. God said he will rule over you. And then there's a very bad one. The desire, that is the serpent. It's always on the ground. Hallelujah. But God said he will not live by soul. Amen. He will not live by soul. Bound eternally. Because the Bible says the land shall not be sold forever. Jubilee is coming to somebody today. The land will not be sold forever. Tell the devil, tell the besetting sin, tell that throne, tell the altar, all the things. Say, my soul will not be sold to serve you forever. Hallelujah. Because the time is coming when my soul must go back. We are going back. Hallelujah. To the right husband. To the right rule. Over the soul. Amen. You know, so God has something beautiful going on. Can you imagine someone God created? One nature is like bed. Hallelujah. Another one is like a lion. Hallelujah. Another one is like an ox. Another one is like hallelujah. God said, it is for me. Hallelujah. And you know, last night we were talking about it. You know, the first, there are three types of soul we are talking about. The first one God created. I remember I'm telling you an eternal plan. Because many of us have lost the vision. We have been confused by prosperity and all nonsense that is going on in the church. Amen. So it's good to bring it again. Amen. God has an eternal plan. Hallelujah. So your life must have a direction. And that direction is to fit into the plan of God. Hallelujah. Now, God is dealing with something called darkness.
I
need to understand that.
So
God has only one enemy, and that enemy is called darkness. And darkness is not night. You know, when it is 6 o'clock, then darkness. Darkness is good and evil mixed together. Amen. So God had to allow darkness come into the soul. Amen. Because he's dealing with, God has to judge darkness eternally in your soul. So God is settling the issue of darkness forever and ever. So that we will not need to come back again to Ibe. You are here once. You are in Nigeria once. Don't you understand? That's why you are in Nigeria. So then, darkness, the Nigeria darkness, will be judged in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I don't need to be an American. I don't have an identity crisis. I don't need to say my God is a big God.
I don't need it.
Because I have enough problem. I don't want to bring American darkness and join Nigeria darkness.
So,
let me finish this one first before we go to another one. Hallelujah. Amen. So God has to allow darkness come into the soul. He said that he subjected the creation of what? In hope. Hallelujah. When things are not going well, you must have hope. When there is darkness, you must have hope. Amen. So in the beginning, God created the heavens. Complete the next verse now. What does it say? And darkness. But that's not the end of the story.
Okay.
Do you know the end of the story?
Yeah.
The Spirit of God. Was doing what? He had a handle. You know, in management, we say we have a handle. You know what they tell you, have a handle? They are telling you like you. When they tell you we have a handle on the matter, they are telling you. Amen. But the Spirit of God had a handle on the darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Spirit of God was moving. Was ruling, giving direction. The darkness has a director. Amen. Who is the director of darkness? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Next time when you see darkness, say, "Pastor, sit down." I know your director. The director is inside here. Amen. Ecclesiastes says that the sea, they all run and the earth is never overflowed, because the sea goes and goes back again. Hallelujah. There is a control of the sea. Amen. Hallelujah. So if there is somebody who has a problem with darkness, I want to prophesy to you that there is a director of the darkness. Amen. I said that director is given to help you, to be in you, to work in you, to help you, to even help you pray, to tell you when to go and when not to go. He said, He will teach you. He will take the things of God, open them, and say, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can teach you? But the thing is that they have told us a lie. And we believe the lie. That's the problem. So the director of darkness has a problem. Is that we don't believe him, but we believe the darkness. Hallelujah. The things are getting better. Things are getting better. Because now we have discovered that the director is on our side. Amen. You know, Ebere used to take his wife. Say, sister, two of us are on the same side. Amen. You know, the sister knows it's true. That's why she looked at me one kind. Two of us are on the same side. Amen. Like, if you are married, hold your wife and say, or husband, say, two of us are on the same side. Sister, two of us are on the same side. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you are not married, just by faith, hold the sister. Or hold the brother and say, two of us are on the same side. I haven't seen anybody do it. Yeah, yeah. Yes. If you are not married, yeah, just stretch your hand and say, two of us are on the same side. Amen.
Amen.
Because he that will come will come. Amen. And we prophesy that you should come quickly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, within 1 year, there should be more marriages. Not just marriage, the children also. Amen. And new jobs.
Amen.
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 I'm hearing amen. For some Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because things are getting better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has a plan for us. You know, sometimes we are confused by this plan. Because we don't fully understand it. But we know God has a plan. And the plan of God is to destroy darkness. Hallelujah. Now, how can God destroy darkness if God does not? God must. He must concentrate the darkness somewhere. Don't you understand? So God set a trap for darkness and it came into you.
Amen.
Amen. So he has darkness where he wants. In a controlled environment. You know, those of us who do experiments, you must have a control, don't you know? Any experiment without control. So there must be a controlled environment and also a control. Amen. Hallelujah. So what's the control? Virgin soul. A land without nothing. Nothing is there, nothing. So God brought the first Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man came in. And everything was wonderful. Hallelujah. But God had a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the devil now entered. Hallelujah. And the soul fell. When it says fell, that means the darkness entered into the soul. And the darkness entered the soul to be God in the soul. Don't you understand? You want the scripture? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
You
have to say that he as God, sitting in the temple as God, and demanding worship as God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the Bible says, only he who now letteth will let until what? He comes forth from the mist. The Greek says ek misos genete.
Oh, from that creator the ek misos genete.
Amen. So that is Greek in Aquaibon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Missiles, you know, for the medical people, we know it means in the midst. Genete means to comfort. Genesis. You know Genesis. To comfort. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are looking for Babylon, don't go very far. Just look inside your heart. Look inside, you will see Babylon right there. And today we are speaking of the very bad Babylon. The bad one. And that bad one is the spiritual Babylon. Amen.
Babylon is spirit.
You know, you can change church. 109. What's the name? What's this road? This is Ibe Road. So now number one Ibo Road.
You
have come out of Babylon. Because Babylon was in 109 Ibe Road. You are now in number one Ibe Road. Praise the Lord, I have come out of Babylon. Amen.
Amen.
That's what some of us have done. They say we have come out of Babylon. But we are going inside.
Hallelujah.
Because there is something there. You know, and that's what happened to Eve and Adam. The first man, Adam. So we have the first man, Adam. Okay, this is our tabernacle. We'll join it again.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says you always preach the tabernacle. I say yes.
Like in the end, I see the red ball before.
Because this is our building plan. If you don't have the building plan, yeah, you just build anyhow. But when you have the building plan, you will always locate where you are. And for this conference, see where we are. This is where we are in this conference.
Amen.
What is it called?
Echo say chill. Evo form pocket.
Brother OS.
Evo you're a guy in the game.
Brother Emma. Brother Ebene.
Yeah.
Brother Isaac.
Yeah, we don't guy in the home.
That's where we are.
Yeah, I'm looking to you bar.
Okay, I should put my own name too. Amen. That's where we are. The flesh must come down. Because when you break the flesh, it becomes the tabernacle of David. Amen. Because that tabernacle of David, what was happening there? That's it now. Amen.
Amen.
And this was the glory. So it's the veil that is the problem. So and God wants to break down the veil. So that the glory will flow out. Amen. Now the strength of the flesh is in the head. Amen. So that's what we're talking about. So we have the first man, Adam. first man Adam. I had a virgin soul. And when the darkness entered, it went into his soul. The darkness entered into the soul as a seed. Amen.
Amen.
A seed of darkness. And the tree of good. Amen.
Amen.
Never forget. If the devil can, if anything the devil would like to do, let him do to you, then never forget this.
Hallelujah.
So as you are sitting in this room, you are carrying toxic waste. I am carrying toxic waste. There is darkness. So God is not looking at the fine dress I'm wearing.
No,
it's a very fine dress. It's not the fine dress. It's not the fine dress. Amen. But God looks on the heart. And he's seeing the darkness inside. Hallelujah. God said, my son, you must deal with the darkness. So God will do everything to help me to drive the darkness out of my soul. And listen very carefully. God has one measurement. You know, I'm a school person, I'm a teacher, isn't that so? When we set questions, we have what they call marking scheme. Where are the people? All those teachers. Is any teacher here? When you set the question, what do? You set the what? Marking scheme. How you will answer the question? Now, God is the one doing the experiment, isn't it? So he has a standard. Hallelujah. And the standard is that everybody must drive the darkness out of their own soul. Now, I cannot drive the darkness in your own soul. That's why I said you cannot share the oil. Don't you understand? If you cannot drive the darkness out of your own soul, sorry. Amen. I cannot share my oil with you. You must learn how to drive the darkness out of your soul. So the business that we are engaged in, this vision, what I call it, end time or beginning time, or sons of God, yet to self, any other one, Zion, my child, go and come. When you have finished, God is saying, the darkness in the soul, you must drive it out. When you drive it out, you become an overcomer. Then you become a priest. Because those who are able to drive the darkness out are called firstborn. They are the firstborn from the regions of the dead. I don't know if you understand. The first to come back from the regions of the dead. That the regions of dead souls. They become spiritual souls. I don't know if you understand the
image.
Now, this is not about dancing.
Okay.
Dancing. My God is good. And God is good. Everything that does good. Everything that does good. Okay. When you finish.
Am I
not scared, am I? You say, my friend.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I must overcome.
I am here.
Hallelujah. In my soul. Amen. And remember, the darkness is good and evil. Mix together. Hallelujah. So the darkness has entered into. Now there is something about the soul we have to talk about. Now this is the soul. And there are four regions of the soul. The soul has four regions or zones or realms or frequency. Anyone you like, take. Amen. Now they come and they meet in the middle. Where they meet, you call it heart. Amen. Where you meet, where they meet together is heart. Now, if you look at the Hebrew word for heart, and you look at the Greek word for heart, very simple. Just means the center. Hallelujah. So what is he telling you? So he's saying that your emotions and your desire and your will, they all work together. But what is the principle of the soul? I said it at the beginning. The soul cannot be alone. The soul is not alone. Therefore, the heart has attachment. Amen. So there is attachment one.
Then kedetum bojireke. Opomami teke.
Attachment one is called body.
Sero den boke gideke atepampo ekoronya ibodam.
That's attachment one. Oh well. Boke gideke dero. Call it attachment two.
Oya ibo tejo barere. Not tere tare.
There is attachment one. What are we going to call it? The human spirit.
Then you bow the head, the head, the joy, the spirit. Don't be
Amen.
Amen.
So, those two attachments, will they have any connection to your heart?
Yes.
So when you talk about the heart, it's very deep. Amen. Yeah, emotion does not just stop at emotion. It has a depth in the human aquaibom. America. What's wrong with London? Donald Trump, Obama, they are all there. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this heart has an attachment. To the body. Hallelujah. Amen. But the body does not exist alone. Hallelujah. The body has some special function. One is called the eye. Another one is called the ear. Another one is called the mouth. What is? I know it's called touch. And another one is the smell. Now, these are the things that connect you to the ground. They tie the soul.
Hallelujah.
Have you heard of the soil, the phrase son of the soil? Is there any son of the soil here? No, you are holy people. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But if they bring drum, I just drum pass there now. The sons of the soil will know themselves. Do you know what is happening? Okay, hold this thing. Hold it down.
Mom.
So the devil only needs to appeal to your ear. To do what? To get to your heart. Amen. I don't know if you understand. Are you with me?
Yes. I don't want to sit down.
Because you have to understand how you are created. Because if you don't understand, you will still be having problems. If you understand yourself, you will tell your brother things are getting. Amen. The reason why he has brought that boko is your heart.
Hallelujah.
Because if he comes and say, give me your heart, you will drive him away. But he brings something that he knows you like. You open your soul. So that's where your music and entertainment. How about the other one? What's this one? Anybody has this? Okay, you are holy brother. You have. It's only you that have. Where is this one going to? It's also going to your heart. So, this is the internet. Entertainment. Is entertainment bad? The Bible says bodily exercise profits. Oh, I say bodily exercise profits. So I want that little. Amen. I want that little. But the little comes with darkness. Amen. The phone is good. Very, very bad. So, what is the result of the experiment? Darkness. Amen. If you don't handle it very well, it will start swallow your whole soul, everything. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil has set up a well organized system. And the Bible calls it cosmos. Cosmos. That is organized system of controlling the heart. Organized system of ruling over the heart. So if the devil wants to poison my heart, he needs to look around somewhere in the world. So this is the world. And it can be education. It can be marriage. It can be whatever it is. He uses it as a way of getting into my heart and begins to manipulate it. Hallelujah. But that's not all the story. There is an attachment also up there, and that's really where we are concerned with the spiritual attachment. So God gave the soul a spirit. The Bible says that the spirit, that the difference between the beast and the human being is that the spirit that the soul goes down and the other one goes up. Now, when the man has exhausted the experiment, when your time is up on earth, what happens? The two attachments will separate. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
The two attachments will separate. Believe it or not, it will separate. You know, it's like when they launch a rocket.
Yeah?
Is there any engineer in this place?
Yeah?
When they launch the rocket, they have a launching pad. When the rocket goes up, it reaches a certain height. The launching pad detaches. And the rocket continues to go. It reaches another level. The other one detaches. That is your soul. The soul has two attachments. This body, for which we spend the whole of our life polishing. It's going to detach. Amen. Some people will not detach. Rather, it's going to be changed. Well, it's what you do in the soul that determines whether it will detach or change. Amen. The determinant is the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit will also detach and return back to God. Say, oh boy, go and meet God. Oh yeah, touch your friend and say, oh boy, go and meet God. You better tell him, oh, say, go and meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. Yes, the soul is telling you every day, prepare to meet thy God. Because one day the spirit will say, my friend, I'm tired. I finished. Let me go. The spirit will leave the soul and go. Amen. The body says, oh, no, there's nothing for me to do. I'm going. Hallelujah. And then the soul must go to God for judgment. And the Bible says, you must not appear before him empty. What are you supposed to have? What is the soul supposed to have? There is only one commodity the soul must have.
Okay, but then I took for money here.
It is not a Bible church. Or Revelation church. End time church. Christ. Hallelujah.
Christ.
Is the what is the quantity of Christ in the soul? Therefore, the soul must put off everything it is carrying. And put on Christ. So, you are the function of your Christian activities to put off. Amen. Put on. So I'm going to receive a new head. I must receive a new government, and I must empty my soul of the rubbish. Hallelujah. Yeah, answer me well now. Amen. Now, let me talk about the darkness a little bit. Amen. Now, we understand from the Bible that darkness has five different forms. Let me put it that way. And it's important for you to know, because darkness is an energy. The Bible uses the word the power of darkness. You see in your Bible, from the power of darkness. Now, because it is an energy, it grows. Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed yesterday and you didn't pray today, and tomorrow you don't pray, nobody will tell you what will happen to you. Your mind starts falling. And the darkness starts rising. Because the darkness is an energy. Amen.
Amen.
So there are five forms of darkness. So this seed of darkness that is there cannot be dormant. So also the seed of Christ that comes into the soul.
Passive Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is the tree of life.
Another code into when?
Which is Christ.
Another Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the two have entered. And each one is growing. Each one is a power. Each one is a strength. Power, pass power. Which one? Who will win? We will come to this one, but let's talk about this seed of darkness. Now, the first dimension of darkness is the nature of darkness. The nature of the darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Now, darkness is a spiritual principle. Just like light is a spiritual principle. And because both of them are spiritual energies, there are spirits that feed upon each one of them. Amen.
Amen.
You know, something is happening now. It's like you are getting tired. You are walking like that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to concentrate. It is just morning, 12:30. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So we're talking about darkness and light. I want you to pay attention. Because your life depends on it. So there are two principles in the soul. Darkness, energy, and light, energy. And two of them are opposite.
And
there are spirits that feed on two of them. Now, the devil needs energy. They cannot get it from God. So guess what? He needs somebody to feed him. That's why I say things are getting better. I am the restaurant of the devil. Okay, you don't agree.
Oh, I'm okay.
Just pray for me. Where you go today? Thank God, the brother said he is the restaurant of the devil. When the devil wants to get food, he comes to me. So please pray for me. So I will stop being the restaurant of the devil. The devil cannot feed on light. The devil gets life when I am darkness. Hallelujah. He feeds when the darkness in me grows. So, the business of the devil against me is to deceive me, to think I am walking in the light when all the time I am walking in darkness. So, through koni, he is feeding fat. Amen.
Amen.
So Genesis 3 says that, what does it say? That
Genesis
dust thou art.
You
say dust thou art. And to dust you remain. Dust means carnality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And like somebody will say, this serpent doesn't eat ordinary dust. Rather, it is speaking of the spiritual serpent. And that spiritual serpent is the devil. Amen. And the devil feeds on spiritual dust. And that spiritual dust is darkness in my soul. So the devil is working to make me have a lifestyle. A lifestyle of promoting spiritual dust. So that his life, so that his meal is guaranteed. And in the book of Revelation, they have one nice name. They call it the image of the beast. The worship of the image. In other words, the soul, remember, the soul is the temple, so there is an altar. And it is this altar we are talking about in the heart. Your heart is the throne of God. It's also the altar. And that's where the sacrifice is offered. Amen. So the devil is doing everything to make me be a supplier of energy. When I come to a camp meeting like this, I become loaded with energy. Heavenly life and anointing. Somebody is waiting at home.
I want more to be for.
So when are they ending the capital?
I don't know, but I need to the book for the coming to say.
So they said they will finish on Sunday. Okay, let us get ready for him. Like it or not, somebody is waiting for you. And he's hoping he will get the restaurant. The things are getting better. Because the kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdom of this world. He will not meet me the way I left the house. Well, if you are playing church, I don't know about you. The Bible says, examine yourself. Examine yourself. Examine your lifestyle. The restaurant business. Amen. If you don't break it. Now, let's go into something. Now, the Bible says that there are two highways of the soul. Says the path of the just is what? Like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter. Amen. He called it the way of holiness. Any other name, just find it. I'll take it up. Amen. It's one way. That's another one. Proverbs calls it the evil way. He calls it the way of darkness. He said, remove your leg from the way of darkness. Have you read it? He said, remove your leg from the way of darkness. Do not go near it. Do not enter it. Do you know why? It leads to hell. The book of Luke says there are two roads. Broad and narrow. Your soul must enter one of those roads. Amen. The Bible says the highway of the just is upward. To depart from hell. You must decide where your soul is going. The Bible says, it uses the word the sorrows of death. He uses another word, the pangs of death. Do you know what that means? If I make mistake and put my leg in that way of darkness, there is a way in which the emotions of people who enter their function. Whether you are evangelist, apostle, whatever name you call yourself, if my soul enters that way, bangam, emotions will change. The desires will change.
Be careful, Apom.
The mind will change. It is a set law. Amen. So also, if I enter the way of righteousness, the Bible says, in the way of righteousness is life. Amen. That's why I don't bother about prosperity. Because the Bible says, seek him first. Okay, do your leg like this, the kingdom of God. Amen. If you enter the way of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, you have a long train following you. And all other things will be added unto you.
Amen.
So you don't go around looking for all other things. Just enter the way of righteousness. And you're just walking. The more you are walking, it's growing. In fact, it will even overtake you and run ahead of you. It will begin to spread. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, in the way of righteousness is life. David said, I have been young. I have been old. I have never seen the righteous forsaking all his seed, begging bread. Do you know why? In the way of righteousness is what? Amen. If a man is on the way of righteousness and there is a problem, he should be like Job that said, I know my Redeemer liveth. There is something I can't understand. My Redeemer liveth. He said, cause God has died. I said, no. My Redeemer liveth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Righteousness must bring life.
Amen.
But if you are not in righteousness, there is death. Hallelujah. So husband and wife, all you need to do is to walk in righteousness. You know what is righteousness for husband and wife? Agreement. That's the rule of righteousness.
Agreement.
If you agree, carry go. Amen. Carry go. Hallelujah. So the soul must walk in frequencies. The soul walks in certain principles. From glory to glory. And that glory is determined by removing the covering of darkness over the soul. As the darkness is removed over the soul, the soul is released. Hallelujah. You remove another one. Amen. You remove another one. Hallelujah. Every day, brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. Until the day dawns. No more darkness. So God is judging darkness in his people. And you will not swallow Jordan in one day. So I said, now, for after today, we have bind all the darkness in our soul. Amen. You have dealt with the one God has revealed. Hallelujah. When you wake up tomorrow, it's another day. See, this is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. Amen. Because we are going to overcome more darkness. Hallelujah. It says the entrance of your world. The entrance of the world. What does it do? It brings light. And that light judges the darkness. Hallelujah. Somebody says, I don't want to hear man. The word that comes from man has no effect. But that which comes from God has no effect. Amen. So let's finish the equation. So we are saying that the heart has a connection to the body. The heart also has a connection to the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is the dimension that we have not given much attention to. But God says He has revealed them to us by His Spirit. So when you talk about the realm of the Spirit, you speak of the realm of revelation. And the place of revelation has to do with eye, your ability to see. Okay, I didn't finish this one. Okay, let's leave this one. I'll finish this one. Amen. Now, in the realm of the Spirit, there is something very important. That is the eye. Oh, well, we're coming back to this. Let's finish with this one. So you have the physical eye. I have the spiritual eye called perception. And this means to see using your senses. So let me ask you one question. Can a blind person see God? Be very careful. So let's answer the question again. Can a blind person physically see God? Using which eye? Okay, talk, let me hear. The spiritual.
Hey.
Praise God. Good. So, you don't really need these eyes to function. You don't need this ear to hear God. Amen.
Amen.
You don't need this physical hand to touch God. You don't need this physical mouth to feed from the river of God, don't you? So Paul talks about what he calls the inward man. The inward man of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this inward man, this soul, has a connection to the human spirit. Now, your human spirit speaks. Igbo people call it chi. They say your chi has told you something. What do you call it in Akwa Ibo?
It's your spirit.
They say my spirit told me. How did your spirit tell you? Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand? For a long time, the devil had cheated us. The Spirit speaks. And the Spirit of God speaks. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, the board has filled you. All right, let's try here. So, your spirit and the Spirit of God is the main action. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Example. The Bible says that the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that what? You are a child of God. In the same way that your spirit tells you you are a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know you're a man because there is a witness in you telling you
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if the Spirit of God communicates with your spirit, then why is it that we are not hearing God? How many people heard the voice of God this morning? You heard the voice of God today. Okay, this one now. Be careful. How many people have not heard the voice of God for one week? That's one whole week. You have not heard any name from God. Is it possible? Is it possible? Okay, for 1 month. You have never even heard the Spirit of God. Yes, it's possible. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." God has a voice. He speaks to the ear inside your heart. David says, "My Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies your footstool." Brethren, we should get ready to hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There has been a deafness in the church. There has been a deafness in our relationship with God. And the reason is that there has been a block. There has been a veil. There has been a covering. And Paul says that there is a covering over the mind. Hallelujah. But when you shall turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away. May the Lord take away the veil. May He break the veil. May He tear it. You know, He said that the veil was torn, is it not, in the temple? Hallelujah. May that veil tear before me. Amen. So that I can see the visions of God. So that I can see my inheritance in God. You know, the elder son, the elder brother of the prodigal son, he was at home. He was walking. Crusade. He didn't know his inheritance in God. Oh my God. Many of us do not know our inheritance in God. Because there is still a veil over our hearts. And Paul says, "I pray that the eyes of their understanding that we may know the hope of our calling and the riches of our inheritance." Stephen had his focus. Because he saw the Son of Man. So all the persecutions did not mean anything. May the Lord restore our vision. Restore our sight. Restore the centrality of Christ in our soul. Amen. You know, when John saw Christ, was slain. My prayer is that God will give us a new vision of Christ. It's going to make a lot of change. So when the Bible talks about the heart, He's speaking about a spiritual reality that has an expression on the earthly reality. And these all come together to form a depth of a reality that God is relating with. Amen. Now we will begin to close the message. Now we are closing the message in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 9, maybe 8, 9, 10. Now in the book of Jeremiah 31. Say, I will make a new covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Because the old one has a problem. Do you know the problem? Can you guess the problem? The old one could not address the problem. He had a limitation. Because the problem of the man was within his soul. Amen. Say, I will make a new covenant. I will put my law. So let's read Hebrews 9. Come to verse 11. I know. I wanted to bring something. We'll go back there. Okay, verse 14. Hebrews 9:14. I will start there. Now, Hebrews 9:14 is a pinpoint. It tells us we had a problem. He said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, do what? Purge the conscience from dead work to serve the living work. Now, the problem is that the conscience is an industry of dead works. And those dead works is another way of talking about the darkness that is coming from that seed of darkness that has planted from the beginning. Now go to verse 1 of 9. No, it's not this. Check verse 1 of 10. Now it says, now verse 1 is saying that the man that comes, that is bringing the offering, is not made perfect because his conscience is not addressed. Yes, that's true. He said, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. Now he's saying there is a problem, spiritual problem. Is that there is a conscience of sins. And that worship, you know, that the worship that was going on in the tabernacle in those times was a ceremony. And that is why you and I must be very careful. Because we can be involved in ceremony of church. Conference in, conference out. Yet the conscience is not made perfect. Amen.
Amen.
The problem is deep down in the conscience. And the conscience is in the deep depth, it's in part of the mind, part of the heart, but it's very, very deep. We can't go there today. But let's go to chapter 8. Chapter Hebrews 8, verse 8. So God says he was going to make a new covenant. From verse 8 says that he's going to make a new covenant. And that is in verse 10. He says, for this is the covenant that I will make. And he's very specific. He says, I will put my law in their mind. Amen.
Amen.
And I will write it in the heart. And I will be to them a God, and they will be to me a people. God cannot have a people until he first of all gets the heart. God cannot have the heart unless he writes his law. Amen. Why? Because there's another law down in the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright, let's look at another way of saying it. Look at Romans chapter 2, 13 and 14. Romans 2, 13 and 14. Okay, start from 12. Now, this one is important to us because it deals with our background. For as many I have sinned without the law, shall perish without the law. Amen.
Amen.
And as many as I have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For the hearers of the law are just before God. Sorry, for not the hearers of the law are judged before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Alright, we're all coming now. This is where we're all coming. For when the Gentiles, that's Nigerians and so on, okay, my great-great-great-grandfathers, which has not the law. Amen. They didn't read the Bible. They didn't have anybody preaching to them. He says, they do by nature the things contained in the law. These having not the law. Do you see the grammar? They are a law unto themselves. Why? Look at verse 15. Which show the work of the law where?
Already written.
Written in the heart. My preaching is over. If you understand verse 15, you will tell the devil, things are better now.
Amen.
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 See, the law the soul obeys is the law in the heart. It's not the constitution of the Federal Republic of
Ghana.
That's not the law the soul obeys. The soul obeys the law in the heart. Just like you have DNA, those who are, you know, if you know a little book. When the cell wants to function,
he goes
to read the code.
The code.
The code says make protein for saliva. It must produce that protein. Amen. There is a law on the heart. And when man is born into the world, he is born with a law of darkness already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
yeah.
This is the way we wrote it. The third one is the beastly soul. The second one is the womb of Mary.
Amen.
The womb of Mary brought Jesus. Who is Emmanuel? Who is called the Christ?
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
The soul of Adam, which was a virgin living soul, it didn't have any darkness in it. So it was bringing forth life. Until darkness entered Jesus. And it was very serious. It began to run around and it's
fine.
God said, chill. I have a plan. So, here comes the beastly soul.
The
already has darkness within it. God says, I'm going to do something new. Say, I will bring the seed of Christ inside it. Amen. It is different from the soul of Adam. There was a time when there was no darkness in Adam. The darkness entered. But God wants the glory to be better. Don't you understand? Amen. He wants the miracle to be stronger. Amen. So he said, let the darkness run around. Let it fill the whole heart. Amen. And here comes Christ. Amen. You see, he is the true light that lightens every soul that comes into the world.
Amen.
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 So when Christ enters your soul, it enters into a very hostile environment. So you must take extra care for Christ to be formed in you. So there is a principle called Christ in the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, we are closing now. Are we not closing? It's a long story, but it's coming to an end. So just give me, how many minutes will you give me? Just be alert for just. It's not 5 minutes, anything. Can't finish it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I'm tired. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when the seed of Christ is sown into Christ, into the soul, that's what you call outer court. That's what you call outer court. Because the seed is within, but the soul still has this nature of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the plan of God is that that seed of Christ must overcome the soul. In other words, there will be a conversion of the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you say you are born again, the soul is not converted. The soul still has a nature of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that darkness within is still feeding the kingdom of darkness. There are spirits that are feeding upon it.
It's
still walking. I'm bringing forth dead works. So, this brazen altar is the soul. So the brazen altar is your soul because it has four corners. So the four dimensions of your mind, of the emotion, of the will, and of the desire. I remember there are horns. Amen. So the soul must come to a place of judgment. For being a partner of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the soul now begins a journey of coming into the holiest of all. Of putting on Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I see that we should take a break. And rest the engine. Engine has to stop. Amen.
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 It's our job to put on Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so that the Christ in us to grow. So those various experiences you have in the tabernacle are experiences where the soul begins to change its nature. So first, it comes to a place where the soul makes a covenant with God. Then it comes to a place where it is consecrated to become a bride of Christ.
Amen.
And from there, it is now baptized into the Spirit.
So,
the baptism in water
is
a prophecy to the soul. You must be baptized into the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes into your spirit, it is to begin that work of bringing the soul into the spirit. So that Christ can overcome and overpower the soul. So I trust that God will anoint us by His Spirit. Will strengthen us. Every one of us. So that we will rededicate ourselves to put on Christ and put off darkness, to put off the coverings over our soul and to put on the covering of Christ, so that our soul will be married and covered by glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
pack your load and leave there.
Because you won't preach anything. Walk around. Oh yeah, man, take you and preach.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We'll respond to the word and then sing one or two songs. And then we see if we can wrap it up.
So after you listen me, I can record a full donkey.
Amen.
Amen.
I will not stand on our feet for a moment. You know, we need to stretch our legs to listen to
you. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, move in us.
Darkness.
you walk in the light as he is in the light, that he will have fellowship. There is dominion with him. Oh, Father, that you will take away the light. The darkness in my soul. The Lord was ministering to me that of what purpose is this whole revelation of darkness and light. What does God hope to achieve by telling us to reject darkness and receive the light? Hallelujah. What does he hope to achieve? I want to tell you that there is a purpose in the heart of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, our brother started, he was talking about the nature of darkness and all that. We may not go into details about it, but I can tell you there are levels and dimensions of darkness. I remember that 2 years ago when we came here, we said something about darkness. That if a man begins from point A in darkness, he continues in his evil way. And he continues in wickedness.
He runs away from the house. He starts living under the bridge.